the Two Johnnies Podcast. The Two Johnnies Podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome once again to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I'm Johnny Smacks. It's podcast number 7, and we are coming to you live from Two Johnnies HQ in Kerr, County Tipperary.
On tip!
Now, on this week's podcast, as we are talking weddings, what makes them good and what makes them wish you had the invite lost in the post.
We're packing the sun cream and the flip-flops and we're planning our summer holidays.
Maura will expose us once again with her mystery topic. There's a clue in what the mystery topic is in that phrase, and that's kind of worrying, Maura.
Not looking forward to that at all. Another thing not to look forward to is the man who is absolutely devoid of any political correctness, hurling fundamentalist. It is, of course, Noel Furlong. He'll be here with the news.
And as usual, we'll be giving you our yurts and dirts of the week. Before we commence with proceedings, any matters arising from last week's podcast?
Yes, Johnny. Mr. Chairman, matters arising from last week's committee meeting. Last week we were talking to a lady who went by the name of Nanjinglu, and that was some sort of handle on Twitter, whatever way, Instagram, whatever way she contacted us. So she got back in touch to say that Nanjinglu is the main street in Shanghai, abroad in China. And she was there for New Year, the Chinese New Year, of course, no, not regular New Year's, in 2008. And she needed a username for something, and she couldn't get a variation of her name that she was happy with. So she went with Nanjinglu. There you go.
I tell you, that's something everybody wanted to know, I'm sure. I've been on a few holidays, but I don't call my Twitter name Lanza fucking Rotty.
You may as well. So Aaron was also onto us on Twitter saying she reckons we're onto something. Anna Geary is the perfect Irish woman.
Ooh. Go on, Aaron. Also on Twitter, Steffi was in touch. Now, that could be Steffi Graf, lads. Who am I to say it's not?
Could be.
And Steffi said, even if you don't do podcasts, listen to the Two Johnnies Podcast. They're hilarious. Thank you, Steffi. And I will pay you for that nice comment. Thank you.
A lot of lads who tune into this podcast have never listened to a podcast before, because the amount of snaps we get going, is that on YouTube? Or I swear, I'm still getting about 10 a day. Where can I watch the podcast? So thanks for tuning in, lads. We really appreciate
and
it.
And incidentally, if you want to suggest topics for the podcast or give feedback there, you can just use the hashtag now, #2JohnniesPod. That's the figure 2, Johnny's Pod. All together, all one word, hashtag #2JohnniesPod.
You can send us a message on Instagram or Snapchat.
Yeah, get in touch.
And I had a young lady on from Southeast Asia.
Go on.
Two Johnny's stronghold, of course, and she goes by the name of Oh Christ Fenton on Instagram. So I'll read it out to you here now. She said, traveling around Southeast Asia and sleeping in a 12 mixed dorm. And last night there were two couples riding in the room. So she'd thrown the podcast to sound out the nighties, and it took all her might not to burst out laughing. So she says she's rooting for Cornell anyway.
On Cornell, boy. That's brilliant.
So thanks for that, Oh Christ Fenton.
Oh Christ Fenton, I love it. Rashers was in touch. I don't know if that's the fellow we portrayed in the sketch there, Johnny, in the Chippers, but he said, look forward to this podcast every week. Brightens up my day, and I hope it brightens up everyone else's day. Don't forget to continue to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast, lads.
Yeah, so Johnny Smacks. Oh, actually, before we get going, 6 weeks in a row went to number one.
Yeah. Unreal.
Unreal. Thanks a million, everybody.
Thanks, lads. We're very proud. We're very proud of this little baby here that the three of us have created.
Not going to go on about it.
Okay. Yeah. You just thought you'd throw that in there, John.
Yeah. So, Johnny, what you been up to this week, lad?
What have I been up to this week, Johnny? I bought a set of Dre Beats headphones.
And why did you buy them?
I watched a documentary on Netflix called The Defiant Ones about Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. And I'm very susceptible to marketing. So after watching the documentary, I went and bought the headphones.
Cost you a fortune.
They cost me my week's wages in super value when I was working there anyway, that's for sure.
Oh, lad, I'm never going to stop slagging you about buying that.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Dre is at home in his mansion and laughing at you, lad.
I know.
Oh, man, that Johnny Smacks going to buy my headphones.
I'm hoping he might reach out, though. After hearing I bought the headphones, he might record one of our tracks, Johnny. Dun, 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 silage. I can hear it now.
Yeah, quality documentary, though, about the music producer, Jimmy Iovine. Check it out, lads, to the Defiant Ones.
Connemara love.
I was on tour this week. I wasn't in Connemara. I was in South Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in North Kerry.
Yeah, we had a couple of days off. You went touring.
I did. I hit Listowel, Ballybunion, Blenervin, Tralee and Bannerstrand.
You went doing all the things I hate.
Yeah, sightseeing.
Yeah.
And we're going to get on to that in a bit. But and a big shout out to the lad who came up and got a photo with me in the playground in Tralee. And he didn't ask me why I was hanging on the playground. So
I thought you were banned from all playgrounds.
You're never too old to go on the swings.
I fully agree. And a shout out to Donal. We were in Cavan there. We done a gig on Good Friday. Great crack. They're loose in Cavan though. They're funny up there. Funny looking. And I'm joking. They are lovely people in Cavan. It was great crack. But a shout out to Donal who playing Blind Date. Lads, I'm telling you now, that man will figure on the front page of the Sunday World for crimes, heinous crimes. I'm telling you that now. We asked him during Blind Date. We've done a little Blind Date, seeing as though we're going to spread a bit of Easter love. We said, what three things would you bring to a desert island? He said, Coke, vodka and a mattress. Lads, it didn't sound threatening or ominous at all. Needless to say, she didn't pick him.
What else? You got a big tattoo, Johnny?
I did. I got a tattoo, yeah. So, as I was saying in an earlier podcast, when I was 18, I got on the bus to Limerick, went down and picked a scandalous tattoo out of a book and just said to your man, can I have that? It's like going into a sweet shop.
Mm.
And I've regretted it immediately ever since. So I finally went into the yard in Clonmel and Stephen Daly Raven's two tattoos and he covered up my tattoo. I tell you, I made him work though. He was struggling now.
Was he?
Yeah, he said it was very difficult, like, because I had this big tribal yoke and it was rotten looking, but it was jet black. So it's hard to cover. So I've got it covered up now. And check it out on my Instagram. There'll be thought of it.
I have a theory that you had a bit of Arabic writing on your arm too.
I had that as well.
You just wanted that gone before we go to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, we're going to Abu Dhabi. So I needed that Arabic writing gone. Like, that could have said anything. I don't want to be getting fucking beheaded over there.
That was a recipe for soup, lad, written on your arm.
Yeah, definitely, lad. That was my order. Jalfrezi.
Yeah, so that's what we've been up to this week. A great week all around.
Yeah, and another good week to come as well. We're bringing the big show, small show, comedy show. Wow, that's a tongue twister.
You've never had to name our show before.
Yeah, we're bringing it to Laois.
Port Laois for the Mocra. Going to be a great night in Port Laois this Friday. So, Johnny.
Topic number one. This week, Johnny B officially retired as a wedding singer. It was the biggest scandal since Adam Sandler and the Wedding Singer. And now he needs a bit of therapy to vent his experience of attending over 500 weddings. Johnny B.
Oh, I don't need to vent that, man. It's just big thanks to everybody who hired us over the years. I was part of a band called Johnny B and the Boogeymen. And over the last while, the lads have been gigging without me as well with a different singer under the name of the Boogeymen. So it was great playing with them. They were fantastic musicians. Anytime, that's what I learned back in the day in the business. One day I was sick and we were doing a gig in Cork and the sound engineer was like, lads, I'll get up and sing with you for a bit. And he was actually part of a big band at the time and they were like, just thanks for playing. And he said, never miss the opportunity to play with excellent musicians. So thanks to the Boogeymen for having me and for everybody for being sound about it. I had to go.
They wanted you out. I know how hard it is to work with you.
Yeah. I know, it was a funny one in the end. Like, people kept saying, oh, I heard you left the band and all this, so I just had to go in the end. It was causing too much havoc.
It wasn't some Oasis shit.
No, I didn't really want to go yet, but sure, I had to go. That's the way life is, isn't it?
That's exactly it. Now, you've played at over 500 weddings, Johnny. What makes the perfect Irish wedding?
Well,
a sweet cart. An ice cream van.
What would I recommend for a wedding like?
Yeah, like weddings are gone through the roof now. People are only just trying to best each other, I think.
Oh, lad, I don't know. I would, my advice to couples would be, don't watch the clock. Couples I always found were very hung up on, oh, this has happened at that time, and that has happened at that time, and oh my god, the band dance started by 9:30. Like, enjoy yourselves. Mm. Go for a few jars, enjoy yourselves. And my one advice, my big advice to people attending a wedding would be, don't eat the soup.
Oh, why?
You need room for porter.
Yeah, to be fair, any wedding I've been at, I haven't went too hectic on the dinner now.
Yeah.
Be the wine more so. If they could bring me out a bowl of wine, I'd just drink that. Dip in the soup spoon and just sink the red wine. And it's free.
I got caught. I went to a wedding for the first time in ages, right? And I was starving because you have big breakfast that morning and you're arsing around the church and all that. Went to the dinner table, got the soup, right? Then came out, what came out then? A sorbet. Well, I fucking lowered that. What came out then? The turkey and ham. I swallowed that. Fella next to me didn't finish his beef, so I had a bit of that. I was kind of full.
Ah, here.
Yeah, but you know me and eating. Like,
I know.
I eat fern. Then next came out, dessert. I was kind of full then, but the dessert came out, and it was class. So I ate the dessert. But I couldn't drink a pint until about 10:30. I was bushed.
Absolutely bushed.
That'd be my advice now.
I was at an engagement party actually last night. We had a Saturday night off, so one of my friends got engaged.
Idiot.
But he got engaged, and they're going to get married in 2020. I'm looking forward to the wedding, but would you have any advice to them, Johnny? Or?
Oh, don't do it. I know, it'll be grand. But like, the wedding band was gas. I'd say the one thing that I didn't enjoy towards the end was just getting hounded for photos by... In the middle of the gig, people were like, "Oh my god, you're the man from the Two Johnnies!" Like, and then I could see the hotel staff would be like around the corner, you know, filming me on stage, and I'd be signaling back to them like, "Will you go away and get me the goujons?" Like, don't mind taking pause.
Someone's having their first dance, and there's people asking you for a selfie.
Yeah,
what was the most requested wedding song?
The most requested first dances were Ed Sheeran's "Thinking Out Loud," "All of Me" by John Legend.
And oh no, that's a class tune.
We do a good version of it, though.
You know.
We used to halfway through, we'd rock it up like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go with Frank and Walter as that.
We did that a couple of times.
Yeah, I like that.
And The One by Codeline.
Ah, that's a lovely song.
Yeah. But of course, I was at the wedding where The One was first ever performed by Codeline.
No way.
I was best man at that wedding, yeah, in Dublin. Fantastic wedding. One last thing that drove me nuts at weddings. Videographers, right? You know the lad, he's filming the first dance. And he have a big searchlight on the front of the camera. It's like a yoke you'd have for lamping rabbits. And people are like, act natural there. Don't mind this 1,000-watt bulb in your forehead. Just good cameramen have a camera that can film in low light. And you don't even notice them. Everyone is very candid, very discreet. So cameramen, get your shit together. And hire a good photographer. I've seen a lot of bad wedding photographers and all out there. Lad, and I want to fight them all.
So you want to scrap wedding photographers?
Yeah, on camera.
Do you think weddings are gone over the top now, Johnny? You see these sweet carts, and I was at a wedding once where there was an ice cream van supposed to pull up outside, so your man had me checking every 5 minutes. Hey, go up and see the ice cream man there. You rang him then. Your man was like, "Oh, sorry, lad, I'm actually, I crashed at a roundabout in Limerick." Crashed the ice cream van. So, yeah, no ice cream, lad. But sure, no, like, none the wiser.
Yeah.
Cry, what do you want ice cream for? Fuck, that's just being a dope knows what that is.
I seen it once. The bride and groom got in and started pulling ice creams, and it was my first time seeing it. I thought it was alright, like, but
Jesus, I'm pulling the clothes off each other. I'm getting married rather than pulling ice creams.
And but the one thing, like, brides, like, you can't tell a woman to relax ever. Maura is already frowning at me now.
Maura, the ears are pricked. The ears are pricked, and Maura over there, lads.
Especially not when it comes to her own wedding. But most people are organising things, and they've never organised an event before. So they'd be freaking out about small details.
Have you had any? Have you had many bridezillas?
Not really. I'd be a good man to shy talk.
Oh, that you would, Johnny. That you would.
But I found it was wicked money wasted, like, on wedding dresses.
Oh my god, this ridiculous amount of money.
How much wedding dress go for now, Maura?
Oh, at least €1,500. But you know what, though. This is just because I was just thinking about this. There was some, I can't remember the instance, but I was with a male friend, and there was 3 wedding dresses on a display, and 2 of them were very weddingy dresses, like, you know, meringue kind of thing.
They normally are, Maura.
Yeah, and then there was this other one that was kind of like white, or it was sequiny and tight fitting, and
white
kind of like
tight.
a champagne kind of sequiny. I was like, that's a lovely dress. Like, you could wear that again to something. Like, you could wear it to a black tie event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like, you pay €1,500. Like, €1,500 is average. Like, I know people have spent a lot more than that.
They,
like,
need a slap in the forehead.
But, like, you know, I don't know why you'd spend that much on a dress, because it's not going to make you look any skinnier or anything like that. You know, like.
Ladies, get in touch. Well, like, Maura's calling you out.
Does anyone rent a wedding dress?
We had this in the car the other night. We had this debate.
No,
we rented a wedding dress.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. I'd never heard of anybody renting a wedding dress. I know of people. I've seen it on Don't Tell the Bride, women getting secondhand wedding dresses. Mm. Well, the groom getting the bride secondhand wedding dress.
And not telling the bride.
Yeah. Well, we're pleased to announce the Two Johnnies are now in the business of renting wedding dresses. You can contact us at Two Johnnies Brides.
Well, once when I was doing my apprenticeship in an empty house, we were doing up a house, I found a wedding dress hanging with a cover on it, immaculate condition. Beautiful dress. Mm. And I dropped it down to Vincent DePaul.
Jesus.
No, so somebody got a class wedding dress for a tenner or whatever.
Now, Maura, if you're going to a wedding, How much on average are you spending? Are you getting the nails done, the tan, the hair, the new dress? Lads, it must cost a woman a couple of grand to go to a wedding. Now, fellas aren't too bad. They just break out the monkey suit.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of a bit wiser now, but maybe a couple of years ago, I would have gotten everything and spent probably about... If I was buying new shoes, I'd spend probably €200 on an outfit.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then and the card. Like, I'd easily spend like €500. And then, like, it'd be a nightmare if you're staying away at night if somebody's having a wedding down the country or something like that. But now it'd be a bit more like, I have a decent pair of, like, nude heels that I would... And then I have, like, six kind of different dresses that are suitable for weddings that I just rotate.
It's all about accessorizing, I'd say, more on myself. Johnny B, let me put you in a situation.
Oh,
let me put you in a, you're getting married, right? Civil ceremony or church?
I'd probably go civil ceremony. Yeah, what are you going to do?
You know, I know I only have one eye at the moment, but I am frowning.
you better explain the one eye there, you know, before people get alarmed.
Yeah, so if people will see photos, I have an eye infection and I'm wearing a patch at the moment. And I'm really struggling to read my notes.
I've been saying to Smacks, like, he has to wash his mascara brushes.
I got guyliner on my eye.
civil ceremony, because you could have it somewhere cool, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, where would you have it, Johnny? Up in a tree or something like?
Well, down the dressing rooms. Get the chairman to do the ceremony. Man and woman here now, come together.
And referee to do the
blow
ceremony.
It up at the end then.
Smacks by the sign thing, you'd go church then, would you?
I would go church, yeah. I'd be very traditional. Either that or I'd be in Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd probably go for the church, yeah, big lavish wedding. Probably sell the rights to RSVP or her VIP magazine.
Ultimate show off.
I'm joking. I don't think anybody. I'd say maybe the Farmer's Journal might want to buy my photos or something. I'd wear an overalls getting married.
When's the last time you were at Mass?
Sure, was that confirmation there, lad?
Yeah.
And before that?
Christmas, I'd say.
Like I saw.
2012.
I don't know.
No, on weddings, like, if you're single, do you go and look for a date to bring to a wedding?
If I was inviting a lot of boys now to my wedding, and if they had girlfriends that I didn't know, I wouldn't invite the girlfriends.
What?
Oh, yeah. Maury, you're forgetting one little small fact here. Johnny would mind mice at a crossroads.
No, right? If you have a table there and you can sit 10 at it, do I bring 5 of the boys and their plus ones, or do I bring 10 of the boys?
Like, I've seen it at weddings, the singles table.
It's the best crack. Like, it's the best crack in ever, the singles table.
They were about to do the speeches, and, like, I was obviously at a couple's table at the time, and we were all sitting together having a chat. Bit of crack, it was grand. And I looked over at the singles table, and they're all linking arms, singing Wonderwall. And it's only around 20 past 6, like.
Oh, God. That's the
10 lads linking arms. And after all, they're langers.
My wedding will be all lads.
You'd have the women in a separate room.
There's tables of lads. Like. They're the lads from Dublin, none of their girlfriends. They're the lads from Kerry, none of their girlfriends. Crack that.
Now, in other countries, like, weddings are much smaller, like. Mm. Is that an English wedding once? Mass is on at 5 o'clock. They go back to this shithole and give you a buffet. Yeah. Dirt. Chicken legs and chicken thighs. Dirt.
And everybody goes home at midnight. It's so weird. Like, it clears out. Like
most Irish weddings get going around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Someone starts playing the spoons and singing Christy Moorlach.
I don't know if you can see.
But it's always
changes
home time.
That have come. Oh, lads, get out.
It's always home time. It's gas. We're at Abby's confirmation. We went back to the house and... We walked into the house, we were late, like, and we walked in and there was a woman there just starting to sing Caledonia. Johnny just looked at me and just went, right, I'm off. He had seen enough. Have you been at any English weddings or any strange weddings?
Not strange weddings. I was at an English wedding there.
You're not going to say they're strange now on air, live on air.
No, my sister's what? Wedding, she had a civil ceremony, and, like, the civil ceremony was literally 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
They were like, the registrar was like, do you not want to have any hymns or anything like that? And they were just like, no, we just want to get it done.
here we go now. Here's one for the people listening to this podcast. I want to know this. We were at a wedding down in Clare. I'm not calling out Clare people, but they do things a bit differently. And you know that bit at the end of the wedding where somebody gets up, a reflection, I think, or what is it called? You know, at the end, fella gets up and says this nice little poem or something.
Yeah, communion reflection.
Whatever it is, yeah, cool. At the end of Mass, they say that. And down in Clare, your man got up and done it, like, you know, read out the kind of poem or whatever. And they broke into a big round of applause. Woo! They were cheering and everything for this prayer.
Yeah.
Now, I'd never heard that at any of the other weddings.
Did he write it himself, like?
No, I don't think so, like.
Was he a nervous public speaker or something?
I don't know. You swear a Ryanair flight had landed the way they were clapping.
I mean, was it a good one?
Sure, it was grand. Like, he was reading it off a piece of paper, lads. But they start now, like, I've never heard of that in Tipperary or any of the weddings in Cork I've been at.
I was at a civil ceremony wedding in Dublin, and a woman got up and gave a lovely little speech about the bride, and she got a big round of applause. And it made it very awkward because the speaker before that didn't get a round of applause.
Yeah. Actually, this happened at a wedding, but it wasn't a round of applause. It was like unbridled laughter. The priest kept getting groom's name wrong. Oh. And it was just like, oh, it was brilliant though. It was like, because like the crowd were waiting for it, like, because he said it like two or three times, and then people cottoned on to it, and people were like waiting for him to say it again. And then like eventually the like the best man had to get up and like during the mass tap the priest on the shoulder and go, his name's Peter.
Okay, thanks Jimmy.
I was at a civil ceremony right now where the groom was a science teacher, and so during he gave a little speech and he did like a science experiment up on the altar at a civil ceremony mass.
Kind of weddings do you be at, man?
It was good. The bride came in to Darth Vader's theme tune. Two boys played on the piano and the guitar. It was actually ghastly because they were big Star Wars fans.
Christ.
And so his science experiment kind of went wrong. He was trying to say something like, you put two things together, you know, this represents me and this represents her, and we come together and we make this, like. And it was kind of, it was a romantic gesture, like, but yeah. Fucking thing was fizzing and bubbling everywhere, like. He nearly ruined the altar, like.
He nearly blew up the tabernacle.
Sure, it was a civil ceremony. It wasn't in a church. It was like a
I was thinking that I don't think a priest would go along with a fella trying to blow up the place.
Gosh, you have to sing hymns, lad.
Yeah, the hymns. Any favourite hymns? The best thing about a wedding has to be the music. Like when my mam got married, no. Mm. Actually, funny story, they couldn't get the rings on. They were so nervous, they were sweating, their hands were sweating, fingers had swelled up, they couldn't get the rings on. But anyway, they walked it. I'm thinking back to the music, there was Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Shania Twain.
Clear, in the church?
No, that could have been on the wedding.
Yeah,
she definitely walked down the aisle. After they were married, she walked down the aisle to From This Moment.
Jeez, most priests wouldn't let you get away with that, lad.
Well, up in Rossgrail, lad, we're fairly open.
They're fairly loose.
They're fairly loose.
I think up around where I'm, like, you have to have like normal religious hymns during the mass, but then you can walk out to, you know, happy or something.
I'm every woman.
Dee's wedding, they had a, what are they called? Orchestra, a little mini orchestra. And your one walked up the aisle to elbow one day like this. Dun, 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 dun.
Lovely.
Yeah. I thought that was quite cool. So there you go, lads. Get an orchestra for your wedding.
Yeah, sometimes I've heard people often, they do tell the priest fibs. They tell him this is a hymn, like, and there's no singing on it. And it's actually like the Foo Fighters on the fiddle. You know? And the priest is looking over.
God, going, that's a lovely hymn.
I don't know that one.
Walk, walk in the light to the tune of a Foo Fighters song.
No, the music is important. And I'd say that to lads going to weddings. Will you get up and have a dance?
Oh, yeah. The afters.
We'd be big dancers, myself and Smacks now. I'm not saying we're any good, but we'd be mad for
dancing. We give it loads.
But I hate the lads who will just stand out in the smoking area all night, like, whatever. Will you come in and get stuck in and grab your aunt and have an old dance? Because that's what you'll remember about a wedding.
I fully agree. Any other advice on weddings?
I just, you know what I mean?
Keep it lit.
Well, I've seen a couple of brides getting hangers. I'm not going to name and shame them now.
Oh, man. I'd be divorcing her fucking immediately.
Like, easy happen. Like, you get up in the morning, and the women are getting the makeup done. They could be getting their hair and makeup done at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, lad. That's a fact now, I'll tell you that. It's no furlong. And, right, they might have an old glass of bubbly getting the makeup done. Mm. And sure, you mightn't date hunting again until the meal that evening. Like, you go to the church, and then you're driving from the church to get photos taken. And you're wearing all white. You know what I mean? You can't be eating a bolognese in the car, like.
You can't, but you're having a chicken tikka sandwich.
Yeah, and you can't have no wrap in the car. So you could go 6, 7, 8 hours without eating something. And then there's all a glass of champagne when you arrive and a glass here and there. And a couple of brides have been a bit wobbly. Now, I saw one bride fall down the stairs.
No way.
Yeah, fact. It was only about 6 or 7 steps now. But she recovered well, in fairness to her. She kind of tumbled out of it and, like, got back up again.
Rolled into a cartwheel and popped up.
Ta-da! The groom caught her. So that was, she got away with it, like.
That was it. So if anybody needs any help planning their wedding, you can get in touch with Johnny B on Snapchat.
No bother.
He's like Frank. Better hair though, and less scarves.
Yeah. Don't pay for nothing. Rent everything.
Rent everything. He'll rent the church and all. So lads, that's our advice on weddings. We hope you enjoy it. Get in touch with us. Let us know your feedback, lads, from the weddings you've been at. Your own weddings, if you've had them. If anything's went wrong. Is anyone's hair ever seen all these American weddings where they go falling through tables and stuff and their hair goes on fire? You see them on YouTube.
Saw that once at the Siege of Venice, alright.
What, someone fell?
There's always people falling. See, the bride comes up and goes, "Oh, my family are great, do the Siege of Venice." And she's like, they get 100 people on the floor and like 7 of them know how to do the Siege of Venice.
And the rest of them are just bashing into each other.
4 facing 4, and then there's like, you know, there's always the crowd from England who don't know how to do it, like, and they ruin the whole thing. So you're I'd be going around the wireless mic pulling lads trying to get the Siege of Venice going.
So you're saying don't bring English people to the wedding, is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that.
You're sounding a lot like Noel Furlong now, Johnny.
He's creeping, he's in the room, lad, he's in the building.
He's here. Alright, the car's pulled up outside, lads. There's a smell of Old Spice and Brute. I can sense it in the air. He's here. It's the time of the week. The Two Johnnies news correspondent and all round crazy guy. Will you please welcome Mr. Noel Furlong? It's that time of the week. It's Noel's news.
Noel's news. It's Noel's news.
Well, young fella.
Well, Noel, I always get really nervous when I hear that voice.
You're surrounded by somebody with a bit of character. A professional.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Christ.
You shrink in my presence.
I do be nervous, Noel, because I don't know what you're going to say. Sometimes I worry that we might actually get sued here at Two Johnny's HQ with some of the stuff you come out with.
Well, that dirt intro music isn't helping your cause, young lad.
My apologies. Right, Noel, we're here. We want to hear your news.
It's like a bad Dire Straits, whatever.
Lay it on me.
Okay. First gripe of the week. Ireland is getting a nudist beach. Have you heard this?
I actually seen that on Facebook during the week.
Yeah, not like, obviously you weren't reading the newspapers.
I'm not educated.
Fucking illiterate child. Right? It's Hawkcliffe in Dalkey. That's a fact. In Dublin, right? Now, I thought it was just the cooler hurlers running around celebrating. It's not, though. Nudist beach opening up in Dalkey, right? And they said that it's very popular in Ireland. Apparently.
Jeez.
Now, I was talking to the Irish Naturist Association.
You were talking to them?
Yeah, they put out a statement. Now, I thought the Naturist Association would be going around looking at pine martens and stuff. Grey squirrels. Not going around in the nip.
Jeez.
Lads out.
Oh, man, I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's what they do. Fucking grey squirrels are bastards. never. Don't even show the blow-ins. Now, it's going opening in April. But like any fella going skinny dipping in April wants a good hiding. Okay. I mean, I tried it once in the River Shore. I mean, Mickey came out, it was like the sting of a wasp. Like a tortoise going back up into its shell. Not to be seen, okay? Not in favour of this at all. You know what I mean? This is like skinny dipping. I mean, that's okay if you're fucking French or something like that. What if I'm on the beach, right? Walking around. Big hammer out. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Right, what if I see Sinead from Spar and the big bosoms on her and I get all stalky? What if I get all butt of a horn? They'd have to bury me in sand. until it fucking recedes. You know what I mean? Now, it's a quiet beach. It's not very popular. There's no children ranting, knocking around this beach. It's all fine like that. But I want to know, what happens when the ice cream man come along? Have he to be in the fucking nip as well? I don't want him flopping into me HP swirl. There's no amount of tens and hundreds going to fix that. I'll tell you that now.
Oh, no.
So, currently, it's still illegal in Ireland now, and everywhere else in the country, it's illegal, but it's not serious. Not like, you won't get a jail for skinny dipping, you know what I mean? It's like fly tipping or badger wrestling. It's just kind of slightly illegal.
Fly tipping. Brilliant.
Okay, now my second gripe of the week is over to my buddies in America.
Oh no.
Fox News. A ride share of cunts. Okay, now
why do you do this to me?
Well, you deserve it, you prick. Oh no, like Long John Silver there, one eye on you. Now, they're losing sponsors like mad. Fox News. That's a fact. Right? They have a host on the show, Laura Ingraham, right? And they're making her take a week off. This is a fact now, right? There's a young lad over in America by the name of David Hogg. He's only 17 years of age, only a bite. And he was in that school in Florida when the man came in and started shooting lads. He shot a heap of lads. And that's fucking traumatic, like. Young man Donald was there, like. Awful, right? So David and his classmates survived. And they've started a campaign to tighten up on gun regulations in America. And they organised a big march up to Washington saying, we calm down with the guns. Because, you know, Yanks love guns now, like Paddy's love a pint. Every one of them whores have a gun, right? So, anyway, they were gone mad over this, guns, right? Now, I like guns, you know what I mean?
Do you have any guns?
I, of course I have a couple of guns, yeah.
Do you have licences for them?
Yeah. You know, ish. Like, if in America, now, anyone can get a gun, like.
Yeah.
Whereas in Ireland, like, it's a big rigmarole, you've got up to the station and you've slipped Pascal at 20 and, you know. I know, in fairness now, I'd only go out and shoot a few clays now or, do you know, rats or rabbits or sheep or, you know, deer or bad dogs or, you know, small things like that. No, but anyway, there's a big protest going on in Washington, and Ewan Lord, a Fox News host, she started slagging him, said he's only giving out now because he didn't get into the college he wanted, your man David. Very disrespectful. Now, and David went on Twitter, which I think is some sort of new diet, and he named out all the sponsors of our show, and he said, the way you're treating me and friends now in our campaign is pure dirt. Disrespectful. The lad's shot dead, and she's making fun of him, like, so... After losing their Trip Advisor, whatever that is, and Nestle, so they're not sponsoring her anymore now. Nice. And that's it. It's in big trouble. The Fox News that I'd rather watch Doreen Allen. It's absolute dirt. You know what I mean? So she's taking a week off, Holy Week. Yeah, and Fox News are going out with a poor mouth again. Now they've no money.
Poor Fox, huh?
Poor Fox. Shower of bastards in Fox News, that, swear to God. Absolute tripe. But speaking of Holy Week, that brings me on to my local story.
Lovely.
We have a new priest in the parish. Father Joy.
Oh my God.
But I'm not a big fan of Father Joy. He's too modern. I seen him the other day wearing a pair of jeans. A priest wearing a pair of fucking jeans. He thinks he's in Friends now. Right, he's very modern. He's going around like he's everyone's best friend, right? He came in there at Christmas on a trial run, and he done one mass at Christmas, right? And he got up and done the sermon. And you know what he did? He took out his phone in the middle of mass, and he took a phone call from Santi. Do you know this thing, telling the kids to be good? And I said, if the priest can take a phone call at mass, that's it. I'm going to tell Carmen she can bring Aaron's own now to the next night. If she loses interest in the sermon, she can start reading the papers. Fucking disgrace. Because I was a big fan of the old priest, Father Dixie. Do you know? Everybody loved the Dick. Okay? He was well liked around the town, the Dick was now, I'll tell you that. Very old school, though. He was some man to give a sermon, and he'd give out good or no. The time rugby came to Croke Park, he gave a full hour on the black and tans. And the Corinthians, oh Lord. God, when he got going on the Corinthians, a letter from St. Paul, and that he was fucking reading letters that were never written at all. but Father Dixie went out of favour in the town because he was again on the old gay marriage, and he's very old school like that now. Didn't make any friends like that now. He actually burnt a picture of By George outside the church. And I'm not against By George. You know, of course, By George's family, they're Tipperary. Yeah, Devon Turris, that's right. And By George actually won an under-12 mid-A hurling title in Turris. Yeah, that's it. That's before he went to England and got into the old gayness and all that, you know. Well, sure, there's probably loads of gay good hurlers out there. I don't mind. I don't care what they do.
Fair play.
None of my business now what they do. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be fond of the old bumming myself now, but like... None of my business whatever they do, you know what I mean, as long as they don't get hooked in the shower. I don't care. No, so none of my business. I don't mind what they do. They can get married if they want. So
you're so liberal now.
Well, you know what I mean, a man about town.
If anybody wants to sue, can they sue Noel directly?
They can, and when I get their letters, I'll tell you, I'll be throwing them into the back of the fire. But there was rumours going around town about Father Dixie. And you know when rumours start going around about a priest, what was going on? Well, lads, I'll tell you, he was... Well, he was writing Mrs. Lonergan anyway. That's a fact. That's a fact. Because Carmel seen him at a Nathan Carter concert.
To do them together?
To do them together, holding hands. They were down the back goosing while Nathan was up on stage murdering Caledonia. That's it. They tried to hide behind a life-size cutout of Jimmy Buckley. No, I tell you, I wouldn't be fond of that Nathan Carter either.
No?
Not at all. He's murdering songs. Do you know a fun fact people don't know about Nathan Carter?
Oh, God.
He's actually in the IRA.
Oh, no.
That's a fact.
Oh, no.
That's a fact, no.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Torture tactics. That's it. If the IRA want to get information out of you, they make you listen to Banks of the Roses on a piece.
Just a disclaimer there. It's not proven that Nathan Carter is or isn't in the IRA. He's probably not. Okay.
Sure, look, but I never had any bother with Father Dick. He was old school there right now, you know.
Yeah.
But we had a lovely do for him. We had a going away party for him. There was chain sandwiches in the parish rooms, and then a few of us went on afterwards to Peter Stringfellow's.
With Father Dixie.
Yeah. That's a strip club, Mara. We had a powerful night, anyway.
That's brilliant.
That's it now, yeah. He's off to Lismore now.
Ladies of Lismore, watch out. Father Dixie's coming. Noel, thank you once again. You've done it again.
No bother. And look, you might try and fix that dirt intro music for me, will you?
I will. And if you receive any legal letters out during the week, Noel, you deal with them.
I'll give them to the dog.
Brilliant. Thank you, Noel. Now, it's time for Maura's mystery topic. Now, this time, everybody's favourite mead woman...
On mead.
Throws us under the bus. She gives us a mystery topic we don't know anything about and we've got to discuss it. Now, you said there was a clue when you said...
You're going to expose us. Well, lay it on us, Maura.
I'm not taking my clothes off, Maura. But it's over to you.
Oh, dear. Noel has kind of stolen my thunder because he mentioned it. It was his first news story. Obviously, he mentioned there about Ireland getting its first official nudist-friendly beach.
Right.
So, it's going to be in Dundee. I'm wondering, I was talking about this with my friends during the week, and we're kind of talking about how uncomfortable Irish people are with nudity. So, I'm wondering that. Would you be comfortable going on a nudist beach in Ireland? Do you think men are more comfortable with nudity than women? And,
good one.
Out to these lads.
That's a good one. I tell you now, I wouldn't be going on to a nudist beach in Ireland for fear I'd fucking see someone I know. You can imagine now, like, going out there onto a nudist beach and then someone saying, "How are you, Johnny?" And then you're saying, "Jesus, tis Emma that works in the deli." Like, you know what I mean? I don't really want to see her.
She'd be
baps.
Nude too.
Yeah, but like, you know, there's certain people I wouldn't like to see naked. You know what I mean? No disrespect, but...
I would say there's a majority of the population I'd prefer not to see naked.
Yes, I would agree. I don't know if I'd like to get my manhood out in front of anyone. I'm probably a grower, not a shower.
Right, okay, right. The reason that I'm curious for your opinions on this is because... stories I've heard about men in GA change rooms where, like, your lads don't care. They walk around completely. Whereas Irish women, like, they'd be happier, you know, dislocating their shoulder, trying to put their bra underneath the towel than they would to just actually put the towel around their waist and put on their bra that way. So
That's a strange one. Like, I've obviously, like, the dressing room now has brought a couple of stories to mind. I was like 16 and I was brought off with the second team in the soccer. Like, I used to play soccer at the time. But the second team was kind of, you know, you'd have the few lads who liked the pints.
It's like the junior B's.
Yeah, it's like the junior B's kind of, you know. So as a young lad, I was asked to go and travel with the second team on the Sunday. So we went into the dressing room. And now, like, I was under 16 youths at the time. We'd come togged out, like, you know what I mean? Like, so you wouldn't be seeing many Mickeys or anything, like, you know. And then I went into this dressing room. And there was nothing in there, only a smell of deep heat. And my cousin Gavin was playing. And Gavin was probably 30, 31 at the time. And he was pulled on his soccer shorts, like, to go and play the match, right? And he had no boxers on, right? No boxers on. And now he's fairly well endowed. It was like, I swear to God, it was like a parking cone hanging between his legs, right? And I said, Gavin, you're not going to put on a pair of boxer shorts. And he said, hey, kid, you're not with the under-12s now. Lad. And he went out and played. I'd say that joke could have got booked.
handling the ball.
And my first experience then, when I was in first or second year in school, I went off to play with the senior hurlers, who were like 17 maybe. Mm. And like, they were all walking around. Like, I wanted the lads to come over and said, hey, have you got any tape there? I want to put a bit of tape in my boots. I looked up, she nearly took my eye out. Standing there, not a sock on him. As good as the day he was born. Johnny, what's your experience?
Mine's a lot less homosexual than that.
I didn't go to a boarding school either. I just want to throw that out to her.
No real strange stories from the dressing room. Only I can confirm, if you need to take off your jocks and have a shower, you just do.
Yeah,
you get in, get on with it. Mm. Our dressing rooms are a dose because the door opens and there's no porch ratting. And people can walk past and see you.
Yeah.
And it does be freezing in there. Like, your feet would be cold, never mind the crown jewels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you could be drying yourself in the chairwoman of the ladies' football club, could be looking in the door.
Honestly.
That's
you can see out to the 13.
That is true, yeah.
If you're sitting down the right-hand side of the dressing room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we didn't get on with it. On the nudist beach, Maura, it really wouldn't appeal to me. When I go to the beach and I wear a pair of shorts, that's enough sun and enough freedom for me. When I go into the water, like, I'm not thinking, God, I wish me Mickey was out now.
Man, a jellyfish should have a gun.
Yeah. An old man of war.
You could get a nip there. Like, I think this perfectly sums up the Irish, like, you know, thought on nudists and stuff. Every Irish man, and if he doesn't agree with me, there's something wrong with him. When you go out foreign and you're walking along the beach and there's a couple of Italian birds there.
Baps out.
With the baps out. Every Irish has going, look. Like, that just sums up the Irish. Irish men always wear sunglasses. You'll see them in Malaga Airport with their whole head is red and then they just have two big white eyes where the sunglasses were on for the 7 days. And the reason Irish men always wear sunglasses is because people can't see your eyes. You're just checking out the Italian baps.
Creeping.
So, and that's it as well. You'll have a couple of freaks hanging around that nudist beach, like. Yeah, well, I think anyone who's going there is a little bit weird.
I want to defend the women and say that.
Well, free the nipple, lad.
Yeah, no. But the women would probably want to get an even tan all over their boobs and their shoulders and all. Because they're all going to be wearing different kinds of tops and dresses.
You find that when you have the straps on.
I do, yeah. No. But like a lad, you know, I'm never going to be saying, oh, I wish I didn't have that tan line on my upper groin. It's not an issue for me. So like,
I find that with sunbeds as well.
Yeah, see, I kind of disagree, lads. I think Irish people need to get better at nudity and just to be a little bit more chilled out about it. I think Irish women, because like I remember me and my sister going into a sauna in the Czech Republic, and we would go in with your swimsuits on, as you do, and there's these Czech women who came in, nothing on, and pissed themselves laughing at us in our swimsuits. Like, you Jeez. Know, like they were like, what are those Irish girls doing there? So I kind of like...
Was there lads in there?
No.
Mm.
So it was a female only sauna?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, Maura. I tell you now the God's honest truth. If I went into that sauna up in the Gibson Hotel and there was some fella there with his diddler out, I tell you... I'm not too sure I'd want to be sitting in it too. It'd be a bit strange, you know, you'd be all hot and sweaty and there's just a fella looking at you there with three eyes. He's looking at you with the three eyes.
Well, who's washing the seats?
There you go.
God, maybe we're rethinking this now.
What if
maybe.
If you're in a steam room and that fella has crabs, are they floating around? I don't know. I don't know what way that stuff works, thankfully.
But women on the beach, like, would you not want to be covering your... snatch, like, in case you get sand all over the place, like.
I haven't really kind of thought about that.
Sand's the devil, lads.
But see, like, I definitely wouldn't go, like, I probably wouldn't be okay with being a nudist beach in Ireland because you'd be so fucking cold.
Yeah.
Even, but on a hot day now, like, the weather is not the only issue, like.
Yeah, I don't know, like, Like, part of me wants to be really liberal and just be like, you should be happy with your body and be, you know, that's the way God made you and like, whatever.
Do you think you'll go and try it out someday down in Dunleary, Docky?
I'm going to go and say this now on record. I will never, you will never find me naked on that nudist beach. And if you do, I've had way too many creamy pints.
Okay, well, Maura?
No, I don't think it would. Not in Ireland, but...
It's like for fear you'd see the neighbours like.
Oh God, yeah.
Grand, so if you're coming to America, we'll expect you to be walking around butt naked the whole time.
No, in America it's illegal.
Is it? You're shot.
Yeah. But in Las Vegas, I've heard from friends that women wear very little. But like it's basically string bikinis. So.
Any interest going to Vegas, John?
I don't know. Like I think Irish women just need to get better with nudity. And that, but like...
Embrace.
Yeah, but just kind of be a little bit less worried about what other people think of your body.
Yeah.
You guys have turned it into a very kind of creepy scenario.
Yeah, sorry.
I never thought about it as kind of creepy thing. I just thought about it as like you should be. Yeah, yeah.
Well, sorry, myself and Smacks have never been in the women's changing room when the world changed. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
We'll do it as a study case study. Yeah, like,
that little hole we look through just doesn't give us the same.
You can't get enough access. You just can't get enough access.
You're only seeing the same woman.
Johnny. Sum it up for us. Would you be walking around the place, ding dong?
Nudist beach? No, I don't have a problem with it. I don't care. And if I'm on a beach and a girl has her baps out, I'll have a quick look and they're grand, you know, or they're not. You know, I'll probably rate them out of 10 in my own head. But I look away and I think the girls are doing it to get a suntan and that's about it.
Yeah.
And I would have no interest in going to nudist beach because, like, if I'm in the water getting bashed around, you want a bit of protection down below, like.
There's a lot of fish in the sea.
But even
and they're hungry.
Not to mind, like, even a big wave, no. Hey, slapping off you.
You wouldn't know, Johnny. They could think that was an eel between your legs.
You know, is there piranhas in Dunleary, Mara?
Who knows? Right, lads, sum it up. Embrace the bodies more.
Yeah.
Maybe don't walk around naked, but, like, don't be afraid.
Yeah, we won't be there personally, but yeah. More power to you.
Don't be afraid of nudity. Mara, that was a good topic. I enjoyed that one. I really like that now.
Okay, what you go okay for you?
I didn't think we'd go as a... As deep or dirty as that, but
oh, I knew you would.
Smut. Immediate, pure smut.
Immediately.
Thank you, Maura. Don't forget to rate, review, and tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast, lads. You know, you can't get enough likes. And keep.
I don't know if you can like a podcast.
I don't know. Well, people obviously like it if they're listening to it.
Yeah, but give it a positive review.
Give it 5 stars and give it a positive review. Now you said it. And rob your friend's phone and download it on their phone too. Right. Topic number 3. Holidays. Johnny B.
Yeah, this came up because we had a day or two off during the week. And
we had a mini holiday. I went to the couch, you went to Kerry.
Yeah. That perfectly describes myself and Smacks now. That's the fact, honest truth. So we're talking about the best holidays that and the worst that we've been on. So obviously yours is Lanzarote. Can I ask how many times you've been?
I only actually went for the first time last year, but I went 3 times in 9 months. I really liked Lanzarote. It's lovely.
Have you been to the other islands like Tenerife and Gran Canaria?
I was in Tenerife when I was a young lad, but I was only like drinking Bacardi Breezer and stuff at the time.
Only a child?
Yeah, I was only a child. I was 11. Like. No, I'm joking. I wasn't drinking.
I'd love to know what's enjoyable about Lanzarote.
Have you been?
No.
Okay.
I'm a simple man. I like simple things. I like nice food. I like sun. And I like peace and quiet. And I like podcasts. So I basically just go to Lanzarote, listen to my podcast, eat nice food, have a few drinks, and like lie on the flat of my back. I am happiest lying on the flat of my back. I am...
How many hours a day are you spending sunbathing by the pool?
A good 6 or 7 anyway. 6 or 7 hours, yeah. And like I'm not a major fan of the beach because I'm not gone on the feeling of sand in between my toes. You know why people say, oh, it's great, go out, get the sand between your toes. I don't.
No wonder he wouldn't take his jocks off. He can't put his feet in the sand.
Yeah, no, I'll walk and say, like, it's grand, but, like, I'd be very anal on, like, washing my feet after because I don't like the grit of the sand in my feet. It's a little bit weird. Mm. But, yeah, last time I went to Lanzarote, I got a pedicure and I got a full body massage and it was a strange experience because your one gave me this thing to put on and I can only describe it as like, it'd be like putting a packet of potatoes on as an underpants. She handed it to me and said, oh, you put on. I said, oh.
It's a paper underwear.
A paper underwear, but it's a thong.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm big enough. Like, I've big enough hips. You want to see me trying to get on? I swear to God, by the time she came back in, I was like a pig on a spit. I was just lying there with this little yoke. I'm wrapped up in a big towel and all. It was paranoid off my head. I felt very uncomfortable.
But anyway, this is what you do. You go to
Lanzarote.
This is
what I do. I go and pamper myself and look after and have a few drinks and some nice food. There's lovely restaurants in Lanzarote. But the reason why I keep going back there,
yeah,
is because I know where's nice. I'm not going to go into a restaurant and be like, oh, jeez, I'm after paying 40 quid for the dinner and it was stink.
Yeah, but like...
But I know... Like,
you have to open yourself to like stimulation and new experiences. I think you're just so sheltered.
I am quite sheltered. Like, I've been to Termalinas. I've been to Santa Ponsa loads of times. Ooh. With the lads. Santa Ponsa is just like...
Capitals of culture.
Yeah.
Who are you, Tom Crean?
I told you, lads, I'm a simple man. Like,
where is the most adventure? I'm getting angry with you now. Where is the most adventurous place you have been?
Well, I was in New York.
Yeah.
He went to Cavan on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, have you ever been somewhere that was like third world or somewhere that was...
No good. They don't have Sky there.
Cavan.
How am I supposed to watch EastEnders in Kenya?
Wait, did you watch EastEnders in Lanzarote?
Yes. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'd plan the times I'd go for my dinner, so I'd be back in time to watch EastEnders. And then I'd go out like... Yeah, I'm a simple man.
But it's not a big drinking holiday like Lanza.
No, I wouldn't be going. Like, you know, you wouldn't be going there now with a group of lads. Like, it's a lovely little nice, quiet, relaxed Port del Carmen's where I go. There's a great bar, Rory, in the island. You know, Jimmy's winning matches. And
shout out to Rory. You used to be in the Revs.
From the Revs. He's class. He does music over there. And it's good music, good pints, good weather. And that's
but like, do you meet like people from other cultures? Do you meet friendly?
No, it's mostly Irish.
No, I don't speak to anyone.
It's mostly Irish.
And if somebody knows me, I never go back there again. No, I'm joking. Notice that it's mostly Irish there, yeah.
Right.
It's just Leitrim and his son.
I really like Irish people. So.
I know, but like, okay, I've done a lot of travelling. And for me, the best bit about travelling or going on holidays is meeting somebody that you like would... You just learn something from, or you just end up having a crack with them, and they're from a completely different culture, and they don't like English is their second language, and you've like a little bit of French, and you end up kind of like speaking. And
that's torture to Johnny.
That's dirt. No, I don't know. Why would I make the effort? I don't give a shit. I'm never going to see him again.
Do you know where you should go? And you will like it. New Zealand. It's actually
New Zealand.
Yeah. Yeah.
New Zealand,
because they have, it's a foreign country, but they have an Irish sense of humour.
They speak English.
English.
That's handy.
And like loads of adventure activities to do. Like my two brothers went there last year, and like the videos of them doing bungee jumps, and then like one of them did a swing thing across the
like
valley.
A bungee swing kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Seen that actually.
Like mountain biking downhill. It's like just getting the adrenaline. Sorry,
you wouldn't get Johnny mountain biking.
No.
Maybe downhill.
I don't like cycling. Don't get me onto that. We'll get onto that another day. But I think the thing is, and I had this out with Johnny, I don't like sightseeing, right? Because like, what's the point? You're only looking at it. You know, it's not going to make your life any better. You're not like, we went to see the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
It's a statue.
Yeah, no.
It don't move. It don't sing or dance. He's not going to pour me a pint, the Statue of Liberty, is he? So we got this around four trains out to Staten Island and looked at the Statue of Liberty for around 15 seconds. And I said, yeah, there's the statue. No, Johnny, get a picture.
The Statue of Liberty, I will give you that, is shite. But the Sistine Chapel in Italy will blow your socks off. If you went into that room and didn't think it was amazing.
I've seen the Crown Jewels in Edinburgh. Dirt. Dirt again. Like something you buy in the pound shop. No interest.
Johnny B, please give us a bit of culture here before I despair.
No, but the point I was trying to get on to there was, I don't like sightseeing, but I like Johnny said to me, he went to Thailand and went whitewater rafting.
I was in Bali, I was whitewater
rafting. But like, I'd love that now. Mm. Something, I like adrenaline and stuff like that. I went on a camel ride in Lanzarote.
But lad, you wouldn't last in Bali.
Huh?
You wouldn't last in Bali because you're going around actually from place to place sightseeing and most people don't speak English. And
grand, no use, I won't go there, so.
But it was amazing.
I go to Nina on my holidays.
Yeah, it was amazing. I saw an actual funeral in Bali. What happened there? We're just driving out.
Oh, it's great crack.
They put the lad up in a big pyre and it's all mad, like flowers and offerings and all. And they actually, a load of lads carry him out on their shoulder out into the ocean and set it on fire. And they pushed the whole thing out into the ocean.
It's beautiful.
Mental.
That's an awful way to go.
It's a fire. What? You want to be thrown into the ground, blown Ross Gray?
Cremated. Like,
I want to be preserved, stuffed. Like an old peacock. Like a bad pheasant.
Inside the door of coppers on the right. Hey, we're going to make a bust of and just put you in your normal spot.
Get on to Peter up in Rhines.
In the residence bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Put you in your normal spot.
Or even on Rhines and Camden Street there, they can just put me at the end of the bar.
Well, that reminds me, last year I was in Cuba and Ernest Hemingway, of course, the writer, often spent a lot of his time in Cuba, and the bar where he drank, they have like a bronze statue of him just at the bar, where the Zaman bar, where he used to always be.
Yeah, I was there last summer as well, and I got a picture taken with him.
Fantastic place. Yeah. The one thing I'd say is get a tour, because the public transport is absolute dirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, for holidays, no, that's a good thing, Johnny, that where you might last. Is we were part of a group of about 16, and they might say, right, lads, the bus is leaving 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to Cienfuegos, and we're going to get a tour there for an hour, and then you have 4 hours off. You can go to the beach if you want, or you can go look around the city. And then we're all meeting tonight at 8 o'clock in this restaurant if you want to come for dinner with us.
I like that. I like structure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, we were staying
But you said the food was shite, lad.
It was, because Cuba has that trade embargo with America where they can't get food.
No good. Eating dirt for 3 weeks.
It was all right. Like, a lot of people are fat, though. Because they can't get good food, lad.
They're just eating shite.
Yeah, sugar.
It's like eating Iceland.
They grow sugar. Nice. But I would recommend that. Last year also I went to the west of Ireland, lad. I went to the Aran Islands while you were in Lanzarote.
Yeah. That's how we differ.
It was unreal. It's amazing. I cycled out to Dunangus. So there's two things wrong with that now. I cycled and I saw something. I've lost Johnny on both counts.
I'm just going to send a text message there if you don't. No, I tell you where it's lovely is Dingle. I went to the Gaeltacht down there, and I do actually like that. That is nice. That is a lovely place.
The Gaeltacht, lad.
Yeah.
You go swimming with fungi.
I went to the aquarium thing. I'm going to tell you this now.
You like the Gaeltacht because
I'd like to go back to the Gaeltacht as an adult.
Yeah, because you can play 13-a-side football and shift Kerry girls.
Yes. I swear to God, they should have a Gaeltacht for grown-ups.
Mm.
Where like every night you go for the Cayley dance and like stuff like that. I tell you, I'd go to that.
It was class. Remember, like,
that'd be a good holiday.
The girls would be on the inside and the boys would be on the outside, and you'd move in opposite directions, and when the music would stop, that'd be your dance partner.
Yeah.
And we'd always be like, can I spin the wheel again, Marty?
Stopping, you'd be stopping. No. So was that your best holiday, John, Cuba?
Cuba was amazing. I was in Australia twice, and I was in Bali, and I was in Thailand, and obviously, we went to New York. That was amazing. Mm. But we're going to get on to our recommendations in a while. But yes. When I was young now, there was none of that magical stuff. We used to go to Castle Gregory in Kerry.
Oh, Tremor for me.
Stay in a caravan. Or a mobile home, as they call them.
Mm.
Mobile home if you're fancy.
I never stayed in a caravan, though. That'd be great.
That was class, lad. My father actually brought a trailer load of stuff with us. We had the bikes. We had an old boogie board. We had the whole lot, lad. Some crack.
I used to go to Tremor with my mother and my grandmother. We used to stay in a little B&B in Tremor. It was lovely. And Salt Hill, another great spot, lad.
Up in the hurdy-gurdies.
Up in the hurdy-gurdies, lad.
Come here, do you know what my mother called the hurdy-gurdies this morning?
Well,
said, you and your sister used to be going off on those zippity-doo-dahs.
Zippity-doo-dahs.
I was petrified and Kira was going off on a zippity-doo-dah.
Ah, that's brilliant. I remember I went on these little... They were like a motorbike, but they went really slow, like.
Yeah.
And my nanny left for a minute. She went off to go to shop or something. She came back and I was on this motorbike. And it was going really slow, but she lost her life. Start screaming at your man, get that child off that motorbike! Made a show of me. Made your man stop the whole ride and drag me off the motorbike in case I get hurt.
Jesus.
No?
When I was young, we used to always just, like, get brought off to places around Ireland. So one year we go to Kerry, one year we go to Galway, one year we go to Derry, one year when I was about 10, we went down to Mayo for a week, and my dad brought us to these waterfalls somewhere in Mayo, and he was really excited about it. And like, they were lovely. They were like, they weren't really high waterfalls, they were kind of like this river whatever, and it was lovely, whatever. I was like, Daddy, like, what's so special about these waterfalls? And Daddy's like, this is where the Bull McCabe killed the Yank.
Oh,
I was like, right, I haven't seen The Field, Daddy, so I don't know about that.
I'm 7.
Yeah. I didn't get the reference.
Yeah.
So what's the best place in Ireland to visit then, John?
Oh, well, I'm a big fan of the West Coast.
Okay.
I've done that a couple of times. Went to Donegal with friends before and just surfed for a couple of days. Made our way down to Sligo. I've been in every county in Ireland, lad. Not just drove through it. I've actually spent nights in every county in Ireland.
Ah, man, Johnny.
Yeah, Giant's Causeway and the rope bridge up there. Amazing.
What brought you to Leitrim, man? I'm joking.
I've been to Leitrim as well. With my cousin. I had a cousin from America, Sean. He's from California. And he's actually like a geologist, right? And we're driving through Leitrim and we've seen the turf and he's like, stop the car. What is that? I'm like, that's turf, man. It's the bog. Oh my God. And he got out because he studies, like, you know, all that crack in college, had his master's and all. And he picked up this piece of turf and then we brought it with us in the car.
Start dating it.
He's like, I'm going to bring this back to the university, man. He was loving the turf, lad. He couldn't get over it.
Easy knowing that lad never spent a day in the bog.
Yeah, tell you one thing. If he was eating life of me, just eating egg and onion sandwiches.
Up there, there's a great place up there that does all that ziplining, you know, in amongst the trees.
Shiny. Up in Leitrim.
Yeah.
It's
class. And I was on the Aran Islands last year. Loved that. I was in Kerry for a couple of days during the week. And all that west coast, I've been down to Cork and Skull and all that, lad. That's amazing.
So Ireland's a lovely place.
Yeah.
Stay in Ireland, let's.
I will this year, but it's, for sightseeing, it's not. Like, if you want to get experiences, which you prefer, like, it's going to cost you an early now. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's probably cheaper to get, like, a Ryanair flight to Spain than it is to stay for 2 nights down at some hotel in Kerry. Like, if you're staying in a nice hotel in Killarney, lad, you're paying through the nose for it. Through the nostril for it.
What about the old B&B?
B&B, lad. Dirt. You're only living in someone's spare room. No. Good.
I did all Airbnb now in Cuba that time.
Yeah, that's gas. Airbnb now, that's the new thing. What age were you when you were first on an airplane?
Parents took us all to Spain one time with all the aunts and uncles.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Cousins, some crack, lad.
Loads of Moulin Rouge, bite.
Yeah. No, we were in France the time of the World Cup. I was only a child.
98.
Yeah. I barely remember now.
26.
And it was like Saudi Arabia or someone bet England in the soccer. And all the Irish lads got the bed sheets and dressed up as Arabs and ran around slagging the Brits.
Ah, that's brilliant.
It was cruel.
That's brilliant. Right, your recommendations, John.
So in Europe, the best places I was, probably Barcelona.
I was there as well.
Excellent.
Very cultured.
Did you go to the Gaudi Museum or the...
That's unreal.
I'll tell you what I did see. Dancing fountains. That shit's cool. So they play like music and the fountains light up different colours and like the water dances to... And they play like Barcelona and
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, and the fountains are dancing. That was pretty cool. That was about the height of it, yeah.
You didn't go to see... Lad.
I have no idea.
What you're talking to the wall.
Museums are... I said it to Johnny the other night. If the museum is like technology, cool shit, then I'm into it. But like...
Did you go to the Barcelona Stadium, Nou Camp?
Yeah, because I love soccer. So yeah, I went to that and got a tour and went up to the commentary box.
Barcelona is amazing. The Sagrada Familia, the church that they've been building for like 100 years. People keep donating to it. It's amazing.
Jeez, you need to build a fucking thing.
Yeah. I was in Rome as well, the Amor. Sistine Chapel is incredible.
It is, yeah.
That's mind-blowing. That's life-changing stuff going there. And I did all Thailand and Bali, and that was amazing as well. I've been to Australia twice, so it was excellent.
Cool. Well, my recommendation is Puerto del Carmen. And if you want a lad's holiday, if there's a few boys listening in now who are maybe in college there or possibly doing the Leaving Cert, lads, head off to Santa Ponza.
Yeah, but we were talking about this. I reckon that the Bronx in New York, around the Woodlawn area.
Yeah, but like, you have to be over 21.
Yeah, but during J1 season, Woodlawn of New York would whip Santa Panza or Lanza for the crack. Yeah. No, there's not as much sunbathing. Yeah. But like, the crack.
Better
crack.
It was unreal.
The hurling and the football was going on out there every night of the week. The pubs were loose. The great crack, all Irish boys.
We had the week of our lives out in New York and we're going back.
That's the day. We're not announcing that officially yet, but we are going back.
We are going back. Yeah. So just while we're on travelling there, we had a suggestion, Maura, read your bucket list last week. We're not forgetting. So you're obviously doing your stand-up comedy night. That will be announced soon. We'll have details on our social media channels. But we're getting a lot of you should go travelling and see this and see that. So Johnny, you got in.
I got a snap, yeah. Palio di Siena, which is a horse race around the main square in Siena in Italy. It's only on twice a year, July and August. And there's a lad here, he was there in August, and he said it was unreal. Netflix have a documentary on it, Maura.
I'll be well up for that.
What about running with the bulls in Pamplona?
I kind of, like, I don't really see the point of that. Like, I could run around with bullocks at home, you know?
On that place that does the big tomato fight.
Yeah, actually, because when I was doing, I did the Camino in Spain, and that was kind of, I was, when I was doing, I'm bumped into a bunch of Yanks who were did the tomato thing, and then they joined back up at the Camino, but they didn't think it was great. But the Palo de Asena, I've seen clips of it on YouTube, so I would kind of do that. Like throwing tomatoes, like you could do that at home as well. You
it's
know.
Probably good for about the first minute.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I don't know. Like, I kind of think the bull running is kind of cruel. Like, I just wouldn't be like, chasing bulls to a street, like, you know, I don't know, our bulls, I wouldn't be terrible. I know it's part of their culture and you shouldn't kind of disrespect it, but I kind of think that it wouldn't be just for me. It wouldn't give me a thrill, like, you know. So
well, just when I was young, one of the maddest places we went, my parents took us to Amsterdam one time when we were young. Now Amsterdam has a lot going on.
Your parents took you to Amsterdam?
Yeah, when I was young. But lad, it's not just browsers and space cookies. Like, it's actually nice. Like, there's a lot. I went back to Amsterdam then about 10 years later with my mate Fabio, and that was quite.
It's like a made up name, isn't it?
That's not Fabio.
I know.
Mate of mine from Brazil. That was quite a different holiday. Now two boys. I would recommend Amsterdam. There's a lot to see there. Mm. Apart from, you know, the whores are good crack though.
Please, Johnny, please. What? Please.
I didn't go at him. Honest to God, I've never used that services in my life now, thanks be to God. But, like, we'd be slagging him. We'd go, well, how much, like? And they'd say, €50. And I'd be like, how much for myself and Fabio? And they'd be like, €100. And I'd be like, how much for me, Fabio? And I go home and get the Alsatian. No, and they'd be like, get away from the window, get away.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Women are printing money, though, I swear to God.
Yeah,
I've been in Amsterdam, me and my friend Tara were like, oh, we have to go see the red light district. So we
have to go see it, like.
Yeah, so like we were just like, okay, we asked me, where's the red light district? So they were like, we were after spending the previous 3 days. It was when we were interim, so we're after spending the previous 3 days in Amsterdam or in Paris, drinking the heads off ourselves because it was the first city that we were on our little interrailing trip. And then we got to Amsterdam, and we just like ate a ton of McDonald's, and we're like, we better do something. So we're like, we'll go see the red light district. Like we had to walk, like we got to it and we're like, oh, this is it, so we'll just keep walking. And it's very long and there's only men there, and you never felt like a big piece of meat, you know, like you're just like, this is horrendous, like, oh, I don't know, you could see it, but like I think it's kind of awful at the same time. I don't know, like, you're kind of like,
it's surreal,
like. You'd be glad you grew up in a good family after walking through it, you know.
You won't see that in Drumconner.
No.
Yeah, so my recommendation would be get a bit of sun this summer, lads. Spain, Portugal, watch out for the boys selling the watches. They will rob you at the
same
time.
Can somebody just kidnap Johnny Smacks and take him on a world tour and, like, you know.
Johnny, once in your life, man, go travelling on your own.
Nah, man.
Such an experience, like.
I tell you, I'm like Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, you just hate everything.
Just very negative on travel, but yeah.
The crack, like, the people you meet, like, and the people I met in Cuba and people I met in Australia and all.
And the lads we met in New York were sound.
Yeah, they were. Uh-huh,
so.
Friends
for life. So I'm
best buds.
I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah,
I'll stay living my sheltered life.
And a shout out to Eddie Hogan from New York, who sent me a Snapchat last night when he was lying. I was watching the boxing. He pulled his lash over one.
Way on, anybody.
He was sending me a snap of him and your one. He's like, she's out of my league, man. You stay going, Eddie, man. Stay with it.
And Paddy McCann.
No, the boys from New York be snapping us in, like, they watch our videos and they love all our stuff. And like, oh my God, it's pure horse in a bucket. Yeah, Paddy, quick note on Paddy McCann. He plays soccer with a professional team in America and he loves our stuff. And they were in with the dietitian one day and she was going through all the food you should be eating and all. And she picked up this thing and she's like, so do any of you guys eat brown rice? And he was quoting our video. He was like, brown rice, brown shite, huh? And then no one else got it. And he's like, everyone else is like, oh my God, Paddy's a fucking retard.
I love it. So lads, that's our holidays. Johnny, what's our holidays plans? Where are we going?
Well, sure, we're working this year. We're going doing a few gigs in the UAE and we're going to be in America for a bit. So if we get time off, other than that, if I get enough sun in those places, I'll probably just do all the west of Ireland and the Wicklow way. Maura's going to blaze a trail and I'm going to follow her on.
Grant, I'll leave you after that. I'll be in Lanzarote. Okay, lads, that's it in the holidays. Hope you enjoy. Hope that was helpful to you when you're going on booking your cheap Ryanair flights. And if Ryanair are listening, me and Johnny will take you up on a load of flights. Okay, it's the time of the week where we give our yurts and dirts of the week. We give our highlight and our lowlight of the week. Johnny B, what have you got? What are you cooking?
My yurt of the week is the Lancashire Hurlers. They won Division 3B. It's their first time in the league. And commiserations, they bet Leitrim in extra time. But the Lancashire Hurlers were sending me on some fantastic snaps of their celebrations. So, you know what I mean? keep it between the ditches, lad, and enjoy the celebrations. But fair play to you. First time in the league, and they've won it. So Lancashire Hurlers, Bet Leitrim in the Hurling. So well done, boys.
Brilliant.
And I was at the tip match last night, and Ronan Maher scored the greatest sideline cut of all time. The man must have been 600 yards out from goal. Now, he was definitely in midfield, and he cut the ball over the bar. So if you haven't seen it, go on Facebook, look at the GA page or YouTube, whatever. It's incredible.
Class. My yurt of the week has got to be the guy in the phone shop in Care. So I dropped my phone during the week, and my iPhone, and smashed the screen, even though I had a tempered glass screen on it. You know, I was unlucky.
Dirt.
But I went into the phone shop, and your man in there was sound. Absolutely sound. And he's my yurt of the week because he was so nice to me, right? And then he was like, "Oh, Johnny, you are the guy from the Johnny's and the videos." And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And he was like, "Oh, can I get a selfie with you?" And I was like, "Yeah, no," but he was from Leitrim. He's my yurt of the week. He's a sound bloke. He's going putting in a new screen on my phone tomorrow. And if he's listening to the podcast, half price, kid. Toronto, kid.
Don't be offended by Johnny's bad impersonation.
Yes, yes.
So my dirt of the week is a lot of boys snap us in. They're working over in London, and they cannot get chicken fillet rolls.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
The Brits ate pies.
Yeah.
Pies? The boys go in at lunchtime looking for chicken fillet roll, and one lad said he went looking for a breakfast roll. Couldn't be got. And he was trying to talk your one in behind the counter, like step by step, on how to make a breakfast roll for him. And he said rashers, and she'd never heard of it.
Oh, bacon over there.
The man had to be restrained. So, if the people of England are listening, please start cooking chicken fillets and putting them in brown crusty rolls so we can eat them before we come over, okay?
My dirt of the week is my eye infection.
Hey!
I'm feeling so down, lads. I'm going around here looking like Long John Silver.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to just pull my eyeball out of my head. So the story behind it is, when I was a young lad, I had an ulcer in behind my eye, and I missed around 3 months of school because I was so bad I couldn't see and I couldn't open my eye and stuff. And now I've got a weak right eye. So it gets a... This is around my 10th eye infection, and it's not getting any easier. So if anybody wants to send me tubs of Häagen-Dazs...
Are you okay, Johnny?
Yeah, I probably need a cuddle, John.
Yeah. Do you know, when I'm editing this, I'm going to drop in some sad violin music.
Please do. Yes, yes. For $2.99 a week, you can save Johnny from eye infections. Text I to 53102.
Lad, I haven't got a drop of sympathy for you now.
Man, come on. I need to man up. I need a cuddle, though.
Yeah.
Let's go and cuddle. Right, Sinead. Okay. That's it for the podcast, lads. Don't forget to rate, review, tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast.
We're going cuddling.
And we're off the leash. You can come and see us. We're in Port Leash in the Heritage on Friday night. It was the one cancelled from the snow.
The snow.
Right, lads. We'll see you later. We'll be back next week from...
Maura, how do we do?
Very good.
Yes.
Yes.
We're getting better, aren't we?
Yes, are. Yeah.
Yes.
Any treats for us this week?
Oh yeah, I do have to have Easter eggs for you in the car.
Oh, hey! From me, Johnny Smacks.
Johnny B.
From producer Maura.
Yes, we'll see you next week. Same time, same channel.
Woo!
Good luck! Lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast. The Two Johnnies Podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Johnny's Podcast is a Big Ball, Small Ball production.